This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. And yes, it's getting close to Christmas. We even had Christmas carols the other day at the coffee club. One of the local schools came along and gave us some marvellous rendition of various carols, and it was very well enjoyed by all the members present. And of course it means that the North East Radio Club Christmas party is coming up. In fact, it will be next Friday, the 14th of December. And please get to the venue by 6:30 p.m. for an early start. It'll be at the North East Radio Club Meeting Hall, which is the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. So there's going to be a $5 cover charge for the chicken and chips and pizza that we purchase, and you're asked to please bring along a plate of salads or sweets to share with everybody else. There will be tea, coffee and soft drinks available. However, if you wish to, you can bring along your favourite beverage to celebrate the season with. So don't forget, next Friday, the 14th of December, is the North East Radio Club Christmas party. So come along and have a good time with all the nerds at NERC. Be looking forward to seeing you there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The club is going into recess until Wednesday, the 16th of January 2019, which will be an informal tech night get-together. The AGM will be on the first Wednesday of February in 2019, and nominations for committee positions are welcome. Please note the position of president will have to be filled at this meeting. Seven stations from the club participated in the November UHF-VHF field day, and the reports are that they did very well, and we look forward to the national results. Prior to the general meeting on Wednesday last, the 5th of December, Rick, VK5 November Mike, gave a talk and presentation on the making of trapped dipole antennas. Graham, VK5WX, reported on the progress of the new club website and requested the input of members with photographs and news items. The tech night on the 24th of February 2019 will be a combined antenna testing field day, HF to microwave, plus a barbecue. More updates to follow. The ATV project is almost ready for testing, and the updates will follow. Beacons are still work in progress as preparation for installation at the water tower is being organised. A 24 GHz beacon is to be added to the array, more on this later. The 6-metre antenna installation is still work in progress. The 23 centimetre is off the air due to excessive interference. Reinstallation work is in progress. I have the FTM 400 XDR/DE programmed thanks to Peter VK5JP, and have it set up and a temporary installation at my QTH, although I have to improve the antenna installation to get better signals out. The incoming RX is fine, however, extracting the information overload from the brain is quite a job. Still, time and patience will prevail. Hi. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 73's Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo. P.S. Christmas and New Year is creeping up like a freight train.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. Last Sunday we held our annual Christmas barbecue. This year it was Mount Gambier's turn to host the event, as we share locations with Millicent on a rotating basis. due to a change of policy by the Mount Gambier City Council, which has seen them decide that allowing groups to book the barbecue and picnic facilities at some of its parks is discriminatory, we decided that it would be a bit risky to chance the availability of our usual site at the Umpherston Cave Gardens. Greg, VK5ZGY, and wife Gabby came to the rescue by offering the group the use of their excellent facilities at Warralong, and we gratefully accepted their kind offer. The day was a bit on the damp side and a bit windy, but that did not bother us as we were all snug and warm under cover in the huge back veranda. Numbers were slightly down on last year, but the quality of those in attendance was still high. It was a very enjoyable afternoon of socialising, and later on, a bit of show and tell came to light as Chris, VK5 Mike Charlie, brought out his most recent acquisition, an ELAD SDR radio. Much interest was shown in this device, which was passed around and prodded and poked, while others were engrossed in reading the very comprehensive user manual. Once the dust had settled on this, Tom, VK5 Echo Echo, produced his solar panel for inspection. I missed seeing this as I departed early, but I believed that it would be suitable for portable operations. Last Friday night was our last meeting for 2018, and we had some interesting presentations. Tom, VK5NFT, showed his flashing light, which was designed specifically to assist in the efficient handling of cars once they have completed their run up the hill at the Legend of the Lakes hill climb. The car parking space is not very big, and with up to 70 cars requiring space, it can be a difficult task to fit them all in with any hope of order. Tom's light is meant to grab their attention and help with the orderly exit back down the hill when the time comes. This was followed by a PowerPoint presentation, which was prepared by me and presented to the club by Greg, VK5ZGY. It gave a fairly detailed account of a recent kayak trip along an 8-kilometre portion of the Glenelg River upstream from Dartmoor. Greg, wife Gabby, two non-club members and myself spent a very pleasant day on this trip along a really beautiful stretch of the river, which culminated in a great lunch which was prepared for us by the wife of our guide and tour operator, Pete. If anyone thinks they might like to go on one of these tours, please contact me for further information. That's your lot for this week. As always, of course, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. After the 8th of December, there will be no more events at the Shack until February 2019. The first task for next year at the Shack will be to make a project bench with a drill press and a vise and some tools. We'll also be continuing with the work on the other shed for the girl guides. This is quite a difficult task. We have to put in a ceiling and insulate the walls and roof. The lunches at the Blackwood RSL will carry on as usual, Friday the 14th of December and the 28th of December. The January 2018 dates will be the 11th and the 25th. I've confirmed these dates with the RSL. The 2019 picnic is on the 20th of January and is at the Marion RSL, 31 to 39 Norfolk Road, Marion. This is not a BYO venue. All alcohol and soft drinks must be bought from the bar. The bar is well stocked and the prices are very reasonable. Drinks can be consumed inside or outside the venue, and we will supply free tea and coffee and cold water from dispensers inside the building. You're asked to bring a dessert to share. Starting time is 11 a.m. and the meal is $10 per head. There is plenty of seating and tables inside the complex if the weather is hot or wet. Do not bring salads this year, they're being supplied by the RSL. If you wish to sit outside under the trees, bring a picnic table and chair. Payment and booking for the picnic must be made before the event. If you've not already booked with Trevor and paid in person at the meeting or via direct deposit and wish to attend, book with Trevor, VK5NIX, by email to tmolde@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for ARs so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235 0634. Remember, there are no general meetings during the months of December and January. We will send out mass emails, put messages on the Club Monday Night Net, and put details on the Sunday broadcast to keep you informed about future events. The first meeting for 2019 will be the AGM, and this is on the Thursday, the 21st of February. We are looking for nominations for the 2019 committee, so please give some thought to filling out a nomination form for a committee position. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minor 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.